State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, y'all? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Oh, God. Okay. We're already in the year, Robin.
Do we still say it?
No, it's over.
You said, okay.
To the 15th. Today's the 16th.
Oh, darn.
Yes. It's okay. Actually, and right now, okay, you know what? This is good.
Yeah.
Once we get to Martin Luther King's birthday and celebration of Martin Luther King,
okay,
Happy New Year's over.
It's a wrap. Okay.
Yes.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Because like Martin Luther King, we have him his due.
Right.
Yeah. We can't be all Happy New Year, Happy Martin Luther King. Like, no.
But Martin Luther King can inspire you.
To do what?
To live your life with greatness in the new year.
Okay. Thank you, Coretta. All right, I have a reasonably shady moment.
Oh,
okay.
Tell us.
So, throughout the holidays, my youngest daughter, Adore Cecilia Bryant, had four of her wisdom teeth taken out. Mm. And
at the same time, all four?
All four at the same time. And we did it during the holidays because the doctor was like, that's the best time to do it because it's downtime, blah, blah, blah. She was going to miss school, whatever. So she didn't miss any school because we were at home.
Adora's very dramatic. You know, right before she got it done, she screamed she hated me. She hated the doctor. Mm. You know, I was like, just knock that child out, child. Mm. Just knock her out.
Was she under the...
Not yet, almost.
The gas and stuff? A little bit. She said that?
Oh. Well, she... Okay, so they put some... because she doesn't like needles.
Oh.
So they put a numbing thing on her arm.
Oh, she's so extra.
So extra. Before they were going to shoot her arm up with the needle.
Okay.
Well, apparently the numbing thing didn't work. So they put they shoot her up with the needle and she's like, it didn't work. Y'all are liars.
Oh my God.
I hate
God.
You.
Oh my
she
God.
She said she hated me. She hated the doctor. She hated everybody. So the doctor was telling me to leave the room. And I was like, well, thank God, because I don't want to be in here for this. And she was like, no, mommy, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. I hate you, mommy. Don't leave. Don't leave. It was so much drama. So the doctor to me was like, I think you should leave now. And I said, I think so too. And bye-bye. And you have my permission to totally knock this child out. Okay. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. So we get home. He gives us prescriptions of antibiotics.
Right.
And painkillers. The antibiotics, I could not find any pharmacy to fill.
Mm.
So my little Safeway that I always go to, they ain't had none. Mm. And they were like, clear, like, we won't have any tomorrow either.
Oh, wow.
I went to a little CVS. Yes, I like CVS. They didn't have any. They were like, we don't know when it's coming in. I went to a Walgreens, which, you know, they're on top of it. All this Walgreens does is fill prescriptions. And I finally got it filled.
Wow.
And it was expensive.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. Like, what's going on with the antibiotics? And I know there's a shortage for children.
Yeah.
But why is there a shortage?
Right. Like, why do we keep going through this? Like, supply chain issues with anything.
Yes.
But I guess, I don't know. So I did hear that. But so that was in response to the RSV that was
I think
around?
I think so. But like, again, with these companies, these pharmaceutical companies that make the stuff, y'all got plenty.
Right.
Just make some more.
Right. Like, you can't ramp up production knowing that there's a demand.
I don't get it. I don't get it. If it's Johnson & Johnson, I'm mad at y'all. I used to work for them and I have stock. So I'm not really mad that much. But I don't know what company it is. If it's Abbott or whatever. Like, get it together.
Right.
Pfizer, all of y'all, get it together.
So are they, I mean, is it a matter? You know, there's a big worker shortage.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Yeah. Like, people do not work anymore. Like, people, like, across the board, not just in the pharmaceutical company. I'm just saying across the board, there's a worker shortage.
But at this point, an antibiotic, they've been doing this for, what, 70 years? This is machine produced.
Right.
So I don't know.
Oh, somebody got to press the button.
I don't know. But pharmaceutical industry, y'all shady right now.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Wow. That's insane.
Shady.
Mm.
What about you? You have a reasonably shady moment?
Mm. Y'all, I'm sitting here. I can't think. I'm sorry.
So maybe is that your shady moment?
Sure.
That you don't have a shady moment.
That I don't. Yeah, because sometimes life is just perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Not Robin Dixon with the perfect life.
You know what? Okay, so I'll just. This could be a shady moment. No, it's not. I mean, it's more of an update. I forgot to update y'all on like my children and all of their injuries and stuff.
Oh yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so all right. So Corey, over the past year, he couldn't play sports because he had bad growing pains in both of his knees.
Okay.
It's called Osgood-Schlatter's disease.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So he had bad growing pains to the point where like he would walk in pain. He would like run around looking like an old man, like all the type of stuff. So like he didn't play football or basketball at all last year.
Okay.
So he went through an entire year in pain. So then, you know, I think I talked about like Labor Day, he broke his foot.
Yes.
Right.
Remember that.
He broke his foot. He was in the boot for like 6 to 8 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was out of sports, but he was finally feeling good in his knees. Like he was excited to start playing sports again. Okay. So he got through the foot injury. And, you know, started playing basketball.
Okay.
Like started easing back into it, playing basketball, training, working out, blah, blah, blah. Then Carter turned around and broke his wrist.
Mm.
Right?
Right. I remember that.
Okay. He fell, braced himself, broke his wrist. So like I've literally been like to the orthopedic doctor, the x-ray place.
Oh, they love you.
In and out, in and out.
They love you.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So then it was Carter. So then Corey hyperextended his knee.
Okay. So what's that mean?
You know, it like went back. Like,
never mind. Don't tell me anymore. Okay. He hurt his knee. I got it.
In a basketball game.
Yes.
Hyperextended his knee.
He just hurt it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, he was able to like you know, a few days later, like play again. So he had played in like four or five basketball games, but he would complain of pain, not while he was playing, but while he was like sitting still or just whatever. So finally I'm like, okay, back to the orthopedic doctor we go.
Yes.
So back to the orthopedic doctor. They look into it. She's like, you know, I think, cause you know, there, you have to concern, the concern is with the ligaments, the ACL, MCL, PCL, all that type of stuff.
It's athletic technical terms. Yeah.
No, it's like body terms. Okay. You have, these ligaments are in your knee.
Yes. But I don't know nothing about this because I have girls and they're fine.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, so they're like, oh, he needs to go get an MRI.
Oh, geez.
So it's like ortho to the MRI. So we get the MRI.
Right.
So then you wait for the MRI result. And then you go back to the ortho for the, you know, for them to tell you the result and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So Corey has an ACL sprain or a like partial tear in his ACL.
Oh, geez.
Right. So thank God he does not need surgery.
Okay.
But he does need to spend the next 6 weeks in physical therapy, rehabbing his knee.
Oh, my God. So definitely he should not be playing football. I'm just saying that for the record.
I mean,
for anybody who listens, he should not be playing football. Mean,
so that has been, so my shady moment, if I was like, would just be like my life over the past few months has been spent from going to the doctor's office, from kid to kid, to the x-ray place, the MRI place, the, I mean, it's just been, it's
bad.
Yes. And I said to Juan, I was like, you know, and then in between, you know, they're in the house like, oh, this hurts, that hurts. I'm like, okay, let me put ice on it. Let me wrap it up.
Yeah.
Give you Advil, ibuprofen, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I feel like I'm an athletic trainer. And he said.
What did he say?
You know what that's called?
What?
Being a mom. I said, you don't shut the hell up. Get the hell up out of here.
You tried it. You tried it, Juan.
Right. So I'm just like so sick of being in and out of the doctors. Like that's just.
That's crazy. Okay. But today is our observance of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Because he did so much for civil rights, for the Black community.
I mean, don't you wonder like where would we be without him? Do you ever wonder that? Like what would, I mean, maybe someone else would
have. But have we really made a lot of progress, unfortunately?
Yes. Have we made a lot of progress?
Like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we
from
have.
From the 1960s.
Right.
40s.
Exactly.
Yes. All that.
Slavery. Yes, we have.
Yes. But so I wonder, you know, I mean, probably would have just taken longer. Probably would have just had to been someone else to like take the torch and do it. But it's like, when you think about if he didn't exist.
Where would we be?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cicely Tyson, who has passed away, I was on Instagram and she popped up and she said, she had like something very powerful to say. I want y'all to hear it.
I think that I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because.
Negative experiences?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level. That has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more. And that's why I treasure the Lord.
I freaking love that.
That is beautiful. Right.
Like, yeah, negativity sucks. The impression of Black people sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But because of it, you're able to get out of it on the other side and you're in hopefully a better situation.
Right. And you're better.
And,
yes.
and it teaches you a lot.
Yeah. You're wiser, stronger, smarter. Yeah. You know, you just value things differently.
Right.
I mean, it's just like so many things that you get out from negative experiences.
Yes.
I mean.
And she was talking to Oprah. So, you know, Oprah was all over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I just said like, oh, you know, what if Martin Luther King never existed? Where would we be? I do sometimes also think about had he not been murdered at his young age and lived until he was say 85, what would our society look like?
Right.
And I do think we would be in a much better place without him.
Or the fact that he was assassinated, did that wake people up to say, hey, this is really effed up and we need to get ourselves together and like try to fight, continue to fight. I don't know.
No, I feel like I don't know. I feel like, you know, I'm sure in the immediate, like when he was assassinated, you know, I wasn't here, but in the immediate, I'm sure there was some sort of like, you know, coming together and, you know, maybe society kind of being energized and wanting to like live, continue his legacy. But right. I think the longer time went on and he's not here to be that fixture that we all, that society would have like admired and respected and looked up to, we'd lose our way.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, our morals and our values and our, you know, like he was just all about, you know, peace and moving forward and blacking out the hate and all that and loving your neighbor and all that type of stuff. And when you don't hear that message all the time, it just, it's like, it's a void.
It's a void,
So I don't know, I just think about if he had lived much longer, I just think society in general would just be better.
What, do you have a favorite Martin Luther King quote? Because he had so many like great quotes.
He has so many. I mean, I could like go down the list. So this one I love. He says, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase.
Ah!
Right?
I like that.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Right. It's like, you don't know what's on the other side. You don't know where it's going to go. You don't know, you know, and this, you can apply this anywhere in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you have uncertainty or doubt or whatever, but like faith is the first step you got to take when you don't see the whole staircase.
Yeah. No, I love that. So I'm a part of Jack and Jill. I don't know if y'all know what that is, and it's fine if you don't, but it's an organization for children. So we always have a day of service.
Mm-hmm.
Which happened yesterday. And it's always great in his honor to just like really give back and do service for other people and mm-hmm. not just allow it to just be on the remembrance of his day in January, but like try to continue to do it all year.
Right.
So that's what our pledge is, Reasonably Shady pledge to the people. Try to continue to do great acts of service and just live your life with peace and love.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like be a blessing to somebody.
Yes.
You know, like you can't be a blessing to everyone, but at least, you know, figure out how you can bless somebody and spread kindness.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, Self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Let me tell you who's not a blessing or at peace. Those freaking people in the UK. That Harry. And that William and them arguing and them supposedly fighting. Y'all are brothers. Ain't that what y'all supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah, like, why is this a big deal? Why are we talking about this?
I know. So, okay, so who are you? So are you like Harry. Enough Harry?
I'm Harry, I'm over you.
Yeah.
And I was a big Harry fan, but you're like, oh my gosh. And now I want to say in my book that William talked about my wife and then
right.
I attacked him or we attacked each other. We had a brawl.
Yeah.
We had a brawl. They had a fight.
Yeah.
Who the f*** cares? Like, it's called y'all are brothers.
Right.
And when haven't you been with your family and somebody hadn't thrown shade at the in-law?
Right.
Yeah. Ain't that called Thanksgiving dinner?
Right. You know, but I feel like maybe they live in such a bubble that like they don't realize like this is normal behavior.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
maybe.
I mean, if you watch the Kardashians, you kind of know that like siblings fight, they talk shit about each other.
Yes.
Then they come back to one another and they love each other and all of that.
Right.
Yeah. So, but if y'all don't know what we're talking about, what Giselle's talking about, Prince Harry has written a book.
Yes.
And now he's doing interviews about the book. And
right.
He's telling people that, you know, William was talking down about his wife. And
yeah, by Meghan.
Yeah.
Probably not hard to do. I'm just saying.
Right.
I said it.
I think he was saying like she's abrasive and all this type
of stuff.
She's
mean to the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it turned into William, in Harry's words, William attacked Harry.
Physically.
Yes.
Good. Y'all supposed to fight. That's what y'all supposed to do.
Right. And I'm like, okay, wait. Like,
y'all are brothers.
I know. And I was definitely like, okay, am I team Harry or team William on this?
Well, I just feel like I don't need to know this.
Right.
So this is actually really house business.
Yeah.
And it's not for us.
Yeah. It's family business.
Yeah.
And they're airing their dirty family laundry.
Right.
And it's so if I'm in the UK, if I'm part of the royal family, yeah, I'm mad. I'm like, enough already.
Enough.
You know what I mean? Like, and but then maybe this has always been Harry's MO. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's just like, he was the one. Maybe he felt like he was the black sheep of the family. Like
right.
He was not kind of in line for the throne. And so he probably felt treated differently. He probably felt different.
Yeah, true.
He probably had a chip on his shoulder. And all of this is just a man, you know, it's just kind of manifesting in his adulthood. And now he's in the U.S. and needs money. Like, he doesn't have the security of.
Right. So now you're going to do anything to get money?
I mean, I think they're dangling a lot of money to these people for them to put, to be putting all this out there. So the Netflix special, which, did you watch? I did not. Okay.
I was not interested.
Okay.
But I mean, I would assume that they made a lot of money from it.
Yeah. Did I hear like $100 million or something?
What? They shouldn't have made that much.
Did I make that up?
You made that up. I don't know. I don't know what the contract was, but $100 million is a lot.
Okay. Right. So they have the Netflix. She's got her podcast.
Yes.
Which I guess she's talking about other stuff on the podcast.
But she's about to write a book.
She's about to write a book?
Yeah. Okay. Or she wrote it. Yeah.
He writes a book.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're just totally trying to...
How about go back home? How about go back to the UK? Something. I don't know. They don't want him back.
Yeah. I don't know if that's happened. That's why... No. They're not going. Hence the reason why they're over here writing books and doing Netflix specials so they can make all this money.
Well,
But clearly somebody in this world cares because people are paying them for this stuff.
I used to care until you start telling me about these little, how often do Corey and Carter fight?
Oh my God, what?
Twice a day, okay? So yeah. I don't care, William and Harry, I don't care.
And you know what's funny? It's like, okay, if that was the first time that y'all fought, then that's weird, actually. That's the really weird part. Like, this is the first time y'all fought? I mean.
Jeez. Yeah. Lead. Anyway, okay, so I heard that TikTok is being, you have to delete it. Like, if you're a federal employee, you have to delete TikTok from your phone because they're like, TikTok is causing some...
It's like a security issue.
A security issue and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I actually want to know how Ashley feels about this because it makes me feel like TikTok's about to die. And if she's going to be okay.
Right.
Because she's a TikTok queen.
Right.
However, I do feel like more apps need to be
regulated.
Regulated. Well, looked at from a security perspective.
Yeah,
because I feel like China could just like, you know how people, you know those that app that was like everybody was doing it and it was pictures of themselves.
Uh-huh. The AI.
All of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I find that to be weird. Like, I think that's they're trying to get your information some kind of way.
Yeah.
And then use it against you later.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely like a security privacy issue and they can't be sure of what it is. So it's funny. Okay. I didn't talk about on the podcast my issues with my Instagram.
Oh, right. Right.
Did I don't think I did.
Have. I don't know.
So, all right. So let's stay on the TikTok first. So TikTok, I find this interesting. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. is all worried about, you know, security and privacy and what China's going to do and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I heard that in China, most of their TikTok content, first of all, is regulated.
Okay.
And it's educational.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Versus in the U.S.
Twerking.
It's
a twerk fest. And I am also to be blamed for the twerk fest. And my twerk is terrible, y'all. Y'all know that.
Right. So it's so funny just like the difference in like...
Right.
You know, China, they can control everything, but it's like, it's educational.
It should be.
And that's a great thing. And so TikTok is an asset over there. Over here, it's just making us dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber.
Yes.
Like Carter the other day was like, oh, Ma, can you buy some whipped cream and buy some hot cocoa and this and that? He's like, I want to try this hot chocolate drink that Cardi B made.
What? Yes, I saw that. What's so crazy, I saw that she made it for Offset. And Offset took that thing and he was drinking. He was like, ooh, this is good. And she was like, I know, I make stuff for you all the time. And he's like, no, you don't. No, you don't, bitch. But thank you for the happy holidays.
Yes. So I'm like, what? So I'm like looking at this video and she's all in there with her nails are all just tapping away. And this is so good, y'all. And you put the hot chocolate here and you put the whipped cream out. And I'm like,
was there any liquor in it?
So clearly Carter did not have the liquor. He was just like, he had to get so when I order my groceries on Safeway, I'm like, okay, is there anything you want? So he's like, yes, can I order some things? So I'm like, yes. So he ordered his Ghirardelli hot cocoa.
I think it's Ghirardelli.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
Because Cardi B was on TikTok.
Yes.
making hot cocoa with it.
Right.
Yes. Like, I'm just like, what?
That's so cute. But yes, if that's the state of TikTok,
yes,
we're in trouble because we need to be learning some educational things. Okay.
Right.
We are in big trouble. Now, I wanted to bring this up a couple of weeks ago. Okay. So, and I know how you feel about it. Okay. Couple things. Couple things we didn't talk about. The Pope, Barbara Walters, Pele all passed away over the holidays.
It was so much.
It was a lot. And you know, Barbara Walters did so much for so many women, journalists. Like, she paved the way.
Right.
I saw this clip of The View and like all the women that she kind of empowered and hired.
Yes.
It was so many.
Oh my God, her legacy is like unbelievable.
Like, Oprah talks about her all the time. So yeah, I just, you know, Barbara will be missed, even though she lived a, you know, long life here. She's 90 something years old. The Pope was 90 something. First time a Pope buried a Pope, did the obituary for a Pope, because Pope, being a Pope, you do that until you die. But this Pope took a step back, I think for health reasons.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So the new Pope buried this older Pope, which has never happened in 800 years or something.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then Pele, you know, he did so much for the world of soccer, football, football.
Yes.
Yes. That, these people made a mark.
Yes. Definitely some major, major people passed away recently.
Yeah.
And Barbara Walters, it was like when she passed, it was like, that was when I realized, like, wow, we haven't seen her.
No, we haven't seen Barbara in a minute.
A long time.
We haven't seen Barbara in like 15 years.
Yeah. Well, no, it hasn't been that long. It was that, so apparently her last public outing or sighting was in 2016.
Oh, okay.
So that was
4 years ago. Let's do the math. You know my math don't be mathing, y'all.
No.
Yeah, what is that?
Six years ago. Okay, because did she pass in, it was 2022?
Pretty much
six to six and a half years ago, right?
Yes.
So, and when I thought about it, okay, she passed, she was what, 80, what'd they say? 93, 83, 93.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking she must have just been deteriorating, you know, like after 2016, she probably just started slowly deteriorating.
You always want to leave a legacy, leave a mark on this world. And she definitely did that.
She certainly did.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what legacy I'm going to leave behind. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Anyway. Okay. So
a shady one.
We are, as y'all know, Rob and I are Real Housewives. And I had been sleeping on The Real Housewives of Miami. I have been sleeping on it. And I am friends with Alexia and Marisol. I love those ladies. And I saw Alexia. And she was like, Giselle, just do me a favor. Just watch Miami. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. It's on Peacock. It's not on Bravo. So I don't know if I've ever said this, but me, Portia, Alexia, and Marisol have a group chat.
Okay.
Right? So we're always in the group chat. As a matter of fact, Portia left me this beautiful end of year, like, I love you so much. Text that she left, you know, we left in the group chat. Anyway, so I went to the group chat. I was like, yo, Alexia, Miami is everything. So she was like, oh, thank you so much. She said, it's so much coming from you. Thank you. Thank you. So Marisol never comments on the group chat, I think, because she's drunk, but that's a whole nother story. So listen, y'all, stop sleeping on Miami. It's good.
Okay. Why is it? Tell me more.
Okay. So, you know, we all, the Lisa girl, she's going through the divorce.
Yes.
So I'm intrigued about that.
Yeah.
Larsa Pippen is like a secret assassin.
Okay.
I slept on Larsa because I just felt like, oh, that's Kim Kardashian's friend. Like, who cares? Yeah. She has a big butt. Kim has a big butt. Who cares?
Right.
No, Larsa is good TV. Like, I appreciate her for her role in the friendship group.
Okay.
She's funny. She's witty. She knows how to drop some tea when she needs to drop some tea.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know the girl was married to Martina Navratilova.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, she's going through some cancer, cancer journey.
She has breast and lung cancer.
Yeah, so our prayers are for her.
Absolutely.
Alexia, of course, because Alexia's just going to say crazy shit out of her mouth. I'm like, Alexia, stop talking. So I don't know, just the whole dynamic of, and then we have Kiki and Gertie. Is it Kiki?
Yeah.
Kiki and Gertie. Okay, I got to be honest. I couldn't tell them apart for a very long time, right? So I figured it out.
You didn't realize. I didn't realize it was
two people.
Yeah.
Yes, they look alike.
Yeah, yes. I mean they're tall, slender, with long straight hair.
Yes,
yes,
and they're both Haitian.
They're both Haitian.
Listen, I love both of them.
Okay,
they're amazing. I like everyone that they've got going. And then Marisol says crazy stuff out of her mouth. Marisol's very funny. She was not, you know, I did the Ultimate Girls Trip with her. She wasn't that funny.
Oh.
As she is on Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, she was
maybe
a little sick
like
in
more
Thailand.
In her element, maybe.
She was a little sick in Thailand.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Her stomach. She has some stomach problems. But anyway, guys, watch it.
So, all right, because I've watched a few episodes and, you know, I like their dynamic.
I do.
I think their drama is, their drama amongst the group is not like toxic. You know what I mean? It's like stuff that they can get through.
Yes.
And you definitely feel like they're friends or that they at least like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I found myself, though, only interested in Lisa and Lenny.
And their drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lenny is, let me tell you something. I don't really use this word often, but a motherfucker. Okay. That's what he is. A real one.
In a bad way.
In a horrible way. Yes. Yeah. He just was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You see him on social media now trying to like explain.
So it's funny. I saw something pop up and then I lost it. And I wanted to like go back to it. Because I'm like,
so he's basically
I started reading, she was bossy or something.
She treated him badly and she bossed him around and she always told him what to do and she wasn't supportive. Boy, bye.
Right.
You went and got a 25-year-old. Boy, that's going to work out well.
Right.
Okay.
So wait, let me ask you this. Did you ever get like DMs from his office offering services?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I didn't realize it was his office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, you know, it's like a few times they would like reach out and ask like, did I want to like come down and get some services?
Yeah. I'm good. But anyway, I truly enjoy it. Okay. So, we didn't talk about Tory Lanez. I just want to talk about this very quickly, okay? Mm. Because what intrigued me, okay, so Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion finally had their, and this is kind of like old news, but they finally had their day in court, and Tory was found guilty of shooting Meg in the foot. Did we need a trial for this? Because didn't we know that this was going down?
So I'm a little slow and behind and confused because I guess I wasn't really keeping up with the story because apparently people didn't believe
Meg
that it happened, that they did not believe Megan.
Which was so weird to me because she was in the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, like, why would they not believe her and why would they take his side
over hers?
Over her.
Right.
So there was a lot of, like, you know, I guess vindication for her because, you know,
exactly,
he was found guilty and, you know, some of the testimony from, like, the witnesses, like her friend,
and then
just the phone call that he made to the friend
from
jail.
What?
It was just also
he told
weird.
On himself.
He sure did. So okay, my question is, apparently Megan and her friend fell out.
Yes,
but why?
Because they were fighting too. I think that they
over him.
Yeah.
But didn't Megan have a boyfriend?
Listen, that was after. That was after. This is what...
Wait, the boyfriend is after?
Party was after Tory. Okay. But anyway, I think it got a little convoluted because at one point she told Gayle King she didn't sleep with Tory, but we all knew that was a lie. But anyway,
First of all, is Tory Lanez is short, right?
I think he's like 3'11".
Okay. So Tory Lanez is like...
3 feet.
5'4", maybe. Yes. And Megan is like 5'10".
She's 6'11".
Probably.
She's pretty tall.
She's probably like 5. I can't even.
Listen, when they lay down, they're the same height.
I just. No, they're not.
I say it don't matter when you lay down?
I guess. Like, that's one that, like, you know, I'm visualizing. That's very interesting visualization.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But this father, Tory's father, this is where I want to get to.
Okay.
So the verdict happened. Father and I think Tory's mama or somebody came out, or auntie came out of the courthouse.
Right.
And the father was like, how dare this happen to my son? He's the next best thing since Martin Luther and the King. And he's amazing. And this is not right. And this is going to bring a whole culture down.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he lifted Tory up to be the best thing since not only Martin Luther King, but Martin and Malcolm mixed together.
Wait, did he say Martin Luther King?
No, that's how he was acting. It was so crazy to me. I'm like, dude, you're talking about Tory Lanez.
And is he a rapper or a singer? I'm so bad.
He's
a singer?
Listen, give the fact that you're asking is says, Daddy, come, we know this is your son, Dad. And you know, we know you riding hard for your son, but sir, your son got a gun and shot Meg in the foot.
Oh my gosh. Okay? People are so delusional.
I don't want to say he was delusional. I want to say he was riding real hard.
That sounds delusional.
For his son. And then the next day, the audio leaked of Tori being like, yeah, I know Meg ain't going to mess with me no more. I know we're not friends no more. Yeah, sir, you shot her. I ain't going to be your friend either because you shot her.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was a complete and utter mess. And I loved every second of it.
That was a saga. That was a soap opera saga.
Okay, so this is the last point. So one of Meg's people that was like telling the story mm-hmm. was her, I think her stylist, either her stylist or her hairstylist, maybe.
No, he was a stylist.
He was a stylist. Okay. That thing was bad to the bone. Okay. He came into the courtroom bad. That thing was snatched head to toe, baby. And he sat down. And so somebody was giving an account of what he said.
Okay.
And I think it was something like, so when I first got to Meg's house, we were drinking and, you know, oh my gosh, it was such a situation and it was such a problem because I looked up and Meg's wig was like twisted to the side and I had to fix it. This is like in the courtroom. He fixed the wig.
Like that.
Hold on. Apparently, the person who gave an account of what he said it like that.
Okay.
But then, long story short, he really did give a good account of what happened.
Okay.
And then he walked out. He very, very nicely sashayed out that courtroom. Honey, he was snatched. I ain't mad at him at all. I don't even know his name, but baby. No, you did the damn thing.
I saw, the only thing I saw about him was that he posted himself outside the courtroom.
What? Taking pictures?
Sashaying next to Law and Order music on top of it.
Yes, I saw that. I saw it like dun dun dun.
Right.
Dun 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 dun. Hilarious. Yes. And guess what? He deserved it. Cause he apparently his testimony was really turned the jurors really? Okay. Or whatever.
Oh, that is funny.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Yeah, but you know, of course, people were mad because he was out there, you know, showing off and sashaying and making light of something and blah, blah, blah. You know what? Can we talk about how, like, why are people just always so mad about everything?
Why y'all mad about being mad? Y'all just stay on Mad Street.
It's just like people just want to complain and criticize about everything. So I saw this story.
Okay.
Recently, and you can kind of speak to this, that Equinox posted something pretty much that they are not allowing new signups for membership in the month of January.
Why?
Because they're like these New Year's resolutions, like people, like you're not, they're pretty, like the gist of it, I should probably read it just, you know, to be accurate. But the gist of it is like, no, we don't want you to make a New Year's resolution and all of a sudden join the gym and like fall off. Like we don't
fall off in February and try to cancel your membership in February.
Right. Exactly. So of course there was like a little uproar about that. People are
I'm not mad at that. No, I appreciate that.
Exactly. So I wanted to ask you what you thought about it. Cause my thought is like, that makes so much sense because hold on, I want to read exactly what it said. So Equinox.
Robin got a new phone case, y'all. It's really pretty. Oh. I think she got a new phone.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I have. Oh, we got to talk about this phone. I have the big
14.
The 14.
Pro Max or something?
Pro Max.
Yeah, your hand going to start hurting.
My hand has been hurting.
I told you.
This shit, my hand hurts. Like, I got to exercise my hands.
Yes, all of that.
So I'm literally, I have to downgrade.
Rob used to make fun of me because I have a 13 mini. I have a mini phone because it's like the size back in the day of the phones, which are small. You can hold it in one hand.
Yeah.
And I got the mini because my hand was hurting on the bigger phones.
Yeah.
So y'all can miss me with the Pro Max.
But you didn't even have the Max. You just had the regular one.
And that shit hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this, it is unbelievable how much my hand, like just from holding it. Like,
okay, did you find the article?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, you don't even need to read the article. I can tell you how I feel about that.
I'm sorry.
Let me just say this. I went to the gym this morning and my normal class, which I bebop in at the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no room for me.
Right.
Because everybody has joined the gym. I go to Equinox, by the way.
Right.
I've been a member since, I don't know, I've been a member for like 15 years. And yeah, I was mad about that.
Right.
But of course, they made room. However, all of y'all, Johnny Come Lately, January signups.
Right.
Get out.
Exactly.
And then it's counterintuitive to like New Year's resolutions. Yeah, I know your New Year's resolution is you want to work out. Yeah, try again in February.
Right, right. So the post says, we don't speak January. We're not accepting new memberships today. It's not you, it's January. January is a fantasy delivered to your door in a pastel colored box. It talks about change. It needs a new outfit before it can begin, shortcutting, giving up just a few weeks later. You are not a New Year's resolution. Your life doesn't start at the beginning of the year, and that's not what being part of Equinox is about.
Yes.
We go beyond what's possible. We defy expectations.
Yes,
we do not. Moderation.
No.
We want it all every day, and yes, you deserve it all. At Equinox, we don't speak January, and neither do you. We look forward to welcoming you to our Equinox community tomorrow.
In February.
Right. So
or December.
So people are literally, of course, like
angry.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm an all access Amex Platinum member, and I don't want to support a gym that shames people for setting fitness goals during any month of the year. It can have a large public health impact for a gym to support their members, even if 90% drop off after.
No, that's not even good for their bottom line.
Exactly. It messes up their numbers.
Yes.
Then this other person didn't realize a health club would be so vehemently against people trying to improve their health and well-being. Like, what is, like, shut up.
Stop it.
Just shut up.
Like, you weren't going to join anyway.
Exactly.
Just sit on your couch.
Okay. You're so irky, but Equinox, that makes sense. You don't want all these new people to sign up in January and cancel in June.
Boom.
Right? You don't want all these new people to make your members that have been committed and been there all the time, every day, like you, Giselle, like, uncomfortable and have, you know.
Yeah.
Like, then that's going to make them leave.
Exactly.
And go somewhere else that's not as crowded. Like, all that type of stuff. I get it. Like, people, shut up.
Okay, but my panties were in a bunch. And I know I don't like when people's panties are in a bunch. But my panties were in a bunch.
About?
Yes. What? So, Rolling Stones. We enjoy
respect.
Rolling Stones. We respect them. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of respect, Vanity Fair put out an article. Did we talk about this?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Vanity Fair put out an article of the top 22 shows.
It's like 23 shows.
23 shows in 2022 or 2022?
No, I'm sorry. It was just the top.
I think it was top 22 shows of 2022.
Yeah.
And I do believe the only reality show on the list was The Real Housewives of what?
Amazing.
The Potomac. Okay.
How amazing was that?
That was amazing. And that's Vanity Fair. And Vanity Fair is extremely reputable. Thank you, Vanity Fair. We love you.
Yes. It was the best 23 shows of 2022.
Okay. So we love that. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We were the only reality TV show.
Yes. Okay. So Rolling Stones, who we think that they know what they're talking about.
Right.
They updated their 200 greatest singers of all time.
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard the uproar.
I have beef.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm just going to give you...
I didn't look at it, but I heard the uproar.
Okay. So Aretha's number one, Whitney's number two, Sam Cooke, number three, Billie Holiday, number four, Mariah, number five, Ray Charles, that's a little suspect, number six, Stevie Wonder, seven, Beyonce, eight, Otis Redding, nine, Al Green, 10.
What's the criteria?
But you know what my beef is. What is my beef, Robin?
Adele.
Where's Adele?
Right.
Where's Celine Dion?
Well, Celine Dion is not on the list at all, apparently,
yes.
Is Adele on the list?
I'm just dealing with the top. I don't know the rest of the list.
Okay.
Because they said 200. Celine got to be on the list.
No.
200 people.
I heard that she's not on the list, like, at all.
I mean, everybody had issue with Mariah Carey, and I'm like, why do y'all have issue with Mariah? Mariah can blow.
Yeah.
Otis Redding and Al Green?
Yeah, I need to know the criteria. Does it say the criteria?
It says greatest singers of all time.
Like, what are we basing it on?
Their voice.
Just their voice? Is it on their voice, their music, their, you know what I mean? Or is it just the voice?
I think it's just the voice. It's like Aretha and Whitney, okay.
Yeah.
I give y'all that. Even though I think Whitney need to be number one, Aretha two. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But Adele definitely needs to be. And you know
top 10?
Adele needs to be top 10 because, like, let me knock out Otis Redding and Al Green.
Yeah.
Billie Holiday, great. But you know who else needs to be? Sam Smith. Have you ever heard him live? Sam Smith's voice is unbelievable.
He's not on there?
No.
Wait a minute. So apparently it says the list, Rolling Stone, this is a headline, Rolling Stone 200 Greatest Singers list snubs.
Yes.
Celine Dion, Jennifer Hudson,
She another one that needs to be on the list.
Right. Justin Bieber, which...
Who cares? Okay. Who cares?
And he's, more. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. He's, so the list excluded powerhouses like Celine Dion, Pink, Justin Bieber, on there. Jennifer Hudson, Janet Jackson, Tony Bennett, Madonna, Nat King Cole, Dionne Warwick, and more.
Where's Adele?
No, that's the... that. These are people who were snubbed. Oh, snubbed. So where is okay. she?
Yeah, where's Adele? So, like... I need to talk to... Where's the meeting that Rolling Stones had? I want to be in the meeting.
Yeah.
Because apparently y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Okay? What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, this is crazy. I need to see this full list. Because it's like, okay, it's... Yeah, where is Adele?
Yes. Where is Ashley Darby with Coffee and Love? Where's that? I mean, geez. I mean, jeez, can you please? Celine Dion? What?
Okay, Adele's not even top 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rolling Stone, we done with you. As a matter of fact, y'all should be my shady moment
is,
of the week.
Honestly, I feel like their credibility is like out the door with this.
Yes,
like,
y'all are in the toilet.
This is ridiculous. This is crazy.
Okay, so we have some advice. I mean, somebody wrote in, they need advice.
They need advice, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to read this to you. It's very short. I think it's a man. Name is Tyler Erskine, I think. Okay, so I go by Ty. I love RHOP and the podcast. I'm a 32-year-old comedian, and I'm about to pop the question to my girlfriend of 10 months. Hmm. My sisters, especially the youngest, and my mom love my girlfriend. However, the transition to marriage is hard for them. Mm-hmm. Dealing with all these emotions from women are tough. What advice do you have for this transition, and what advice do you have for our marriage?
Mm.
So my advice for the marriage...
Okay.
is to not listen to your mama and your sisters. Okay.
Right. Leave them out of your marriage.
Yes. And then as you transition from being, I guess, a boyfriend, you're now a spouse. You now have to take this other person's advice and thoughts and everything into consideration before right. you make decisions.
Right.
It's all about compromise.
Right. Well, what I love is that he's thinking about his mom and his sister, you know, yeah. so you can tell he's probably close to them. Right. And
right.
he values their feelings and their opinions, and wants them to continue to be close to him and
yes.
to continue to be like a big part of his life. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact is once you get married, that's
a wrap.
Yeah. Your first priority is your wife.
Yep.
And if y'all are going through something, don't tell your sister
and your mama
and your mother.
It ain't their business.
Because, you know, you might get over something.
Right.
Right. You might have a little spat, and she might have called you a name, and, you know, and then you go and tell your mom and your sister, and they're mad.
Yeah, and they're not going to forget.
Right. And you get over it, but they're not going to forget, and they're going to remind you any chance you get. Well, remember when she said this and blah, 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 blah. So even though, yeah, they like her, they love her, all that, just do your best to keep them out of your business. Like,
yes.
for real, whatever it is. Like, don't, like, I don't want to say, like, be secretive, but, like, literally, like, don't tell them
Only tell them the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them the good stuff. And I wonder how the wife or the soon-to-be fiance feels about them, you know? So it might...
Yeah, because it goes both ways.
Right.
Because if she doesn't like them, she gonna tell you.
Right.
And you don't want all that drama in your marriage.
Right. Or it might just be worth a conversation, just saying like, hey, babe, you know, I'm really close with my mom and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to see, you know, how you feel about our relationship, you know, once we get married, and what boundaries you want to set. You know what I mean? Just have an open conversation.
Yes, just talk.
Yeah.
Get your talk on.
Yeah. Just talk about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't go running to them with every little like nitpicky thing that y'all go through.
No.
Because that's
a kiss of death.
Yeah. They will never forget. Literally, y'all could be 10 years into your marriage and they're going to be like, remember in 1996 when she said this and blah, blah, I knew she wasn't no good. You know.
Listen, so yeah. But I do appreciate the question, because I think that if more people just kept stuff between them and their spouse,
mm-hmm.
we'd have some longer marriages.
Very true.
Yes. And don't get on reality television with your business, because that's, listen, they're real kiss of death. Oh my gosh. All right. That is our episode. We love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shiny.
Or both.
Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.